I don't know if you saw the article that was going around this week by Ann Coulter.
Yes, I saw it.
She's a
bitch.
She's a stupid slut. She is a seeping, oozing, pussy vagina.
Isn't that redundant?
She's a conservative pundit and a columnist, and she basically said that
our lives would be better off if she died.
Yes.
Can we all agree on that?
I hope she has a tragic car accident today.
I hope she gets face cancer. I hope that they have to cut her head off because her face gets cancer.
But she's like the worst kind of talking head. Like, she just says stuff for shock value.
Yeah.
She's
kind of like we just did.
Yeah, exactly. But she just has controversial opinions just for the sake of being controversial. I don't think she believes anything. She's just a stupid whore. But she had an article this week, a syndicated article, talking about how the popularity of soccer is emblematic of the moral decay of this country. And then she goes on.
How did she qualify that statement?
She doesn't.
I gave up like halfway through that article.
Her article is seriously, think about a girl talking about sports and then add in just a skosh of just irrational soccer hatred. And that's what you had in this article.
Right.
Because she doesn't have any idea what she's talking about. And then she's just, you know, talking about, and they have ties and they kick the ball around.
The thing I got out of it was that she didn't like the sport because of its lack of violence. Like, she needed a risk of injury, a higher risk of injury to qualify it as a legitimate sport, which made no sense to me. And yes, I get the fact that I look like a gay lumberjack in my Larry O'Brien picture. I get it. Thank you. You're right.
It's true.
I do look like a gay lumberjack now. A skinny, AIDS-ridden gay lumberjack.
Oh,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
But anyway, to me, like, if all the people like Ann Coulter and like what's her slut, Carissa on the Twitter, all the people that are hating on soccer and hating on the World Cup. I mean, I understand it's not your favorite sport, but why would you refuse an invitation to a party?
Exactly.
Why do you want to just hate on fun?
Yeah, I'm not terribly excited. I mean, I don't really have a vested interest in Cinco de Mayo.
But it's an excuse to go drink.
Absolutely, and hang out with your Mexican buddies and down some Coronitas.
Yeah, are you going to stay home on the 4th of July, or are you going to pack up your picnic basket and your blanket and a bottle of hooch and go watch some fireworks?
How many of you idiots that clamor to lower Greenville have not an ounce of Irish blood in your body on March 17th or that week of? Most of you. But guess what? You're there. So when the World Cup comes around once every... How many of you retards are cheering your asses off for freaking figure skating once every 4 years? You don't follow that sport. But there you are, you big fat frau, eating your bonbons and your popcorn, cheering on, oh, she's such a good ice dancer. But let's hate on the World Cup? Go back to bed, bitch.